Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, let's waste no time. Hour number four here, final hour of the program. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off today. We welcome in former GM, friend of the program, Jim Duquette joins us here on The Fan. Jim, what's up, man?
What's going on, Jeremy? Ed, how you guys been?
Good. So you called us, right? What did you want to talk about?
I'll tell you what, it's another morning in paradise, as Joe just said. Nothing to talk about here in Baltimore with the Orioles.
Hey, Jim, what do they do? Because they're like, I've looked at this from all different facets, not only this year, but I don't know what their pitching looks like next year, especially if they end up moving some of the pieces this year. Like, there's just so many things that can happen. But your thoughts on the firing of Hyde and where they're at now?
Well, the hard part with Brandon, it's not his fault, but there's not much that the Orioles that could be done at the moment. You're sitting there going, well, usually if you look around, let's say Texas Rangers earlier, about a month ago, they weren't going to make a change with their manager. They fired their hitting coaches, then brought in Brett Boone. Like, there's some things that they did. The Orioles had already made changes with their coaches in the wintertime, which I was a little confused about because, they've been pretty successful. That's usually a first step. So it was kind of an indication that Brandon was kind of on thin ice going into the start of the season when most of his coaches were gone, right? So now they get off to the slow start. You have a lot of their top, obviously the top players, prospects have come through the organization that are underperforming. So the manager, rightly or wrongly, takes the hit on that. The front office takes the hit on how poor they were in terms of their decisions and the money that they spent and the underperforming guys that they signed, all of that. They should be taking responsibility for how bad this team is currently. You can't change out the players, right? We say that all the time. So unfortunately, Brandon takes the hit on this and ends up getting fired. But nothing's going to really change with the team until they find some kind of improvement with their pitching, their starting pitching in particular. And because they don't have a lot of depth in that area, I don't think it's going to get better this year, guys. I think they got to look ahead. Obviously they're not going to do this now because trade talks haven't started yet. But at some point, I think they're going to end up having to be sellers, trade any of the valuable pieces and reset this thing this winter. It's not the greatest thing to do, but I don't think there's any other option. I don't think they're coming out of this.
Well, I don't think any of us do. And you mentioned, Jim, like, need pitching for sure. Need pitching, but it's not like they're one guy away. It's not like they're missing a number one or missing depth. They don't have any pitching now. So how difficult is that to do when you have to? Because premier pitchers just aren't sitting out there. And not in big numbers, and they're expensive. So how would you fill this staff?
Yeah, I think that's the thing that to make sure that obviously the Orioles fans understand that, and I think obviously they do to some degree, but it is extremely expensive for starting pitching on the free agent market, and they don't have much in their system that is going to come up and save the day like they've had, they've watched Grayson Rodriguez over his years. I know he's been injured, but there is hope at least with him coming up, and they don't have a lot of, and Means, when he was coming up, the guys like that, they don't have those guys coming either. They got to get Bradish healthy. I'm concerned that Grayson, this is going to be year in, year out, this type of injury history that we've seen with him. So you can't really count on him. There's two ways to go about this. One is at the trade deadline. So try to trade some of your worthy players at the deadline for long-term starting pitching or just long-term pitching, and then going out this winter and just finding any possible guy, like multiple pitchers. Some you got to take flyers on, right? So, 1-year deals. The Mets have done that in the past. They did it last year with Sean Manaea. There are guys like that that every year, you know, have recovery seasons, and they got to hit on a couple of those, which they didn't do and haven't done. And then they got to sign one or two long-term guys. And that, I think, I'm not sure that fixes it, but it's at least a start.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, Jim, when you mentioned, we're talking to Jim Duquette here. When you mentioned trading some of their pieces, you're not talking about the Westbergs and the Rutschmans and the Hendersons and those guys. It's like you have pieces of trade that you can move. And again, a lot of the value that's on this team, as weird as it sounds, could be those two starting pitchers whose contracts run out.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think Eflin, for sure. I mean, those guys would definitely have, you know, in pitching on the market, on the trade market, definitely has value. You get teams that overpay just because of the fact there just isn't a lot out there. So, you know, you can always, you know, come back and revisit signing, re-signing one of those guys. Eflin, I definitely would have interest in, you know, this winter to re-sign him. But you have to really move, look and try to get something back in return. Listen, as difficult as it would be, now, I don't think the Orioles would trade Bautista, but you have to at least consider him. You know, he's like, if you look at value out there, and you can usually find closers or, you know, top-end relievers at you know, in the wintertime to come in and replace him, Bautista would get you a lot in return, too. So I'm not sure they'll do that, but they have to at least consider it. Cano, for sure, I'd put him on. You know, anybody outside of Bautista, I'd put him on the trade market. But if you get something significant for Bautista, I think you have to consider him too. But the young talent, as you mentioned, Jeremy, I wouldn't know. I'm not moving any of those type of guys at the deadline. You're holding on to them.
Hey, Jim, as a GM, Elias is getting a lot of criticism. He took the blame. He came on the show last Tuesday and said he was responsible for a lot of this because of his, you know, selections and drafting and things like that. But how do you hold the GM accountable when guys who are like number one prospects come up and fulfill their potential? Like Adley was, and I just looked this morning, MLB.com had him as the best catcher in baseball going into 2024. The best ahead of everybody else. Now he's not. He's just falling off the table. How do you blame the GM for something like this when a guy looks like he's going to be a stud, comes up and apparently is a stud, and then has, you know, a fall off? Like, how do you blame the GM?
Well, I think ultimately he's responsible for all of it. So any of these guys, right, that have underperformed, you have high-end guys, guys got all this hype, right? If they don't perform up to what people and what the industry and what even internally they thought, then, yeah, absolutely, you know, the GM has to take responsibility for that. It's also up to the owner to figure out. I'm not sure this owner, who's so still new on the job, understands exactly, you know, what accountability is in the front office side. I mean, he seems to think that, you know, this front office is infallible in every decision that they've made, at least some of his public comments that I've seen. So, you know, some of that is, you know, partly over time, new ownerships, they start to find some of this out. They start to look outside for outside baseball counsel, which is one of the things I think is a underrated thing that is ignored with new owners. It happened in New York with the Mets. I think it's currently going on with Baltimore right now. So I think there are, but it'll take some time on that side. And I think that's where Mike Elias sees, you know, things in writing too. Like he's wearing this every single day, like the players are, and he has to figure this out quickly. He's going to get a vote of confidence at some point if he hasn't already, but like, you can't afford another year like this, or else now the attention's going to be on him.
Yeah.
Jim Duquette joining us here on the Big Bad Morning Show. Jim, as always, man, we appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll be hitting you up to talk about where they're at in a few weeks and in a few weeks
I'm
after
sure
that.
We'll be talking.
Oh, man, it's just this is going to be a long season and something you didn't expect to happen at the beginning of the year. But as always, sure, man, appreciate your time.
All right, anytime, guys.
See you, man. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.